Alice stretched her arms around the mushroom as far as they would go and broke off a bit with each hand. She nibbled the right hand bit and found she had shrunk dramatically. She then ate from the left hand bit and found herself looking down from a much greater height. She had stretched out so much that she could no longer see her shoulders. All she could see was her long neck snaking up from the treetops far below, and a pigeon that circled her head, calling her a serpent. Finally, Alice crouched down very carefully among the trees, nibbling on the pieces of mushroom until she was back at last to her normal height. Hoping to return to the garden, Alice soon found a small house, about 4 feet high. Not wanting to frighten the residents, she nibbled again on the right-hand bit until she was 9 inches high. As Alice walked up to the house, the door opened and a large plate flew out, breaking to pieces against a tree. Despite the terrible noise from within, Alice stepped inside.